AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, taking center stage and thanking his family. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz last night accepted the Democratic nomination for vice president.
Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Former President Bill Clinton was also there, noting he's now 78 years old.
And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
Tonight, Kamala Harris accepts the nomination and delivers her speech. Quiet on the rails. Both of Canada's national rail companies have shut out nearly 10,000 workers, conductors, engineers, dispatchers. Those freight lines carry $750 million worth of goods every day, as well as commuters in big Canadian cities. The last body of the six still missing after the Italian super yacht sinking this weekend, located but not yet brought to the surface. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A bizarre break-in. People on the north side woke up this morning to find a man standing over them in bed, and he was covered in blood. He allegedly told them he'd just been shot. The residents ran out of the house and called 911. Madison police say when officers got there, they searched the home and found a man hiding in the basement. They started treating him and found he had not been shot. Turns out his only injuries were likely from the glass he broke trying to get into their home. They learned he'd been living at a transitional housing facility, and his peers said he was really paranoid earlier in the day. Plus, police found drug paraphernalia, so they think he was under the influence. He was arrested, and the family wasn't hurt. And a home is a total loss after a fire this morning. It happened in the town of Bristol on Branch Road. Staff from Dane County Communications tell me someone called 911 just before 2 a.m. According to WKOW, no one was hurt and there was no one home at the time. But now it's a total loss. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
The Packers' A.J. Dillon with a neck injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. He's one of the Packers' most popular players, running back A.J. Dillon, revealing he suffered another neck stinger in Denver last week. He dealt with one at the end of last season. As Dillon undergoes tests, does this open the door for second-year running back Emmanuel Wilson?
You know, just controlling what I can. It's up to them in the office if they're going to keep me or let me go. But, you know, I'm just controlling what I can.
The roster cut-down day next Tuesday after Saturday's final preseason game against the Ravens.
It's big. It's very big, only because you never know if this is my last time playing for them or what. So it's very big for me.
Baseball, the Brewers wrapping up their series in St. Louis after losing 10-6 last night in extra innings. Manager Pat Murphy asked why was he ejected after arguing with the home plate umpire.
The conversation on the field was balls and strikes in the neck.
Sure was.
Golf, Max Lyons, the winner of the Wisconsin State Open in Minocqua. He finished the tournament at 16 under par. George Neisser finished second, two shots off the pace. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Busted pencils. Fully leaded education talk.
If the critique, if the beef of Tim Walz is that he spent money on children, on what they needed, whether that be universal meals or whether that be, you know, record amounts for a state to invest in early childhood development, I am like, man, you are critiquing this guy and making him even more my hero.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
92.7 WMDX Weather is brought to you by Water Lantern Festival in Madison. This weekend, August 24th at Warner Park, 5 to 9 p.m. WaterLanternFestival.com.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Are you looking for an unforgettable experience that's all about joy, connection, and making memories? Look no further than the Water Lantern Festival. Join thousands of fellow revelers at Warner Park, 2930 North Sherman Avenue in Madison on August 24th, where the magic begins at 5 p.m. Friends, family, and even strangers coming together under the stars to witness breathtaking spectacles of floating lanterns, eat, drink, and celebrate, and forge genuine connections with others. Be part of this incredible experience. Register now at waterlanternfestival.com.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Jane is on vacation, but I, Greg Bach, am your host, and I'm going to be talking to J.R. Radcliffe about all things sports, and it's Weather and Wine with meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove that I'm alright song. And I don't really care what nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
It took Gwen and I years, but we had access to fertility treatments. And when our daughter was born, we named her Hope. Hope, Gus, and Gwen, you are my entire world, and I love you.
Okay, still crying.
Yes.
Still crying.
That's my dad.
Yes, I've replaced Stephanie Miller with someone that looks more like a girl, because I have a thing today after the show. But what was the point of putting
on... Yeah, you have a dress on.
What was the point of putting on mascara, Jody? Oh, my God. This convention will never stop making me cry.
It was good.
My God. It's, okay, we are Team Gus.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
First of all.
We are going to protect Gus with every fiber of our being.
Definitely.
Because he's starting to get crap from the right online.
Of course. The minute I saw it, I was like, oh... Really? There's probably a lot of, like, horrible jokes on the right wing, right? Because they're awful. But I just, oh, my God, the whole tableau at the end of his speech with his family.
Mm-hmm.
You can't help but be struck by the difference between his, the Bidens, the Obamas,
right.
The Waltzes, and Trump's family.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, it's the only thing Melania's even showed up to for a second. And she avoids, do you remember her avoiding his kiss when she got on stage? He avoided Tiffany's kiss.
Yes,
yeah.
He did.
I mean, just wooden, awkward. And you just looked at that. How can you not cry as
real.
A human being looking at that family?
Yeah.
And, you know, Hope is giving him the little heart thing. And then Gus just stands up and goes, that's my dad. And he's crying.
Yeah.
I mean, oh, my God. Once again, not a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, it was good.
I mean, Coach Walls, he is just amazing. Oh, tell the story about Peter Ducey, because it's great.
Okay, apparently Peter Ducey thought that he had an exclusive. A DNC operative handed him a sign before the show that said Governor Walls. And he reported back to the anchors, okay, looks like we got an exclusive here. They're handing out signs that say Governor Walls. And the people back at the studio were like, oh, I would have chosen Coach Walls, but okay, thanks for the exclusive, Peter. And then after that, they handed out all the signs that said Coach Walls. So they played a prank on Peter Ducey.
No one has ever been more in need of a pantsing.
Yeah.
Peter Ducey. Yeah, we were saying all the right wingers here just look so sad.
They do.
that poor lady
down at Newsmax.
That lady.
She's never cracked a smile.
Aww,
just
poor
looks so
baby.
Downtrodden. I mean, last night again, another night where it's hard to sum up all the highlights.
Right.
I mean, Oprah, come on, and you get a new president. And you get a new president. She was just
Kamala Harris
in the Oprah voice. I mean, and I was saying to you, Chris, on the way here, mm-hmm. I didn't realize she was an independent, which I think made it even more powerful.
Yeah.
I think you just assume she's a Democrat.
Yeah, no.
Fact that, you know, I mean, a lot of performers of her stature kind of go, oh, I'm obviously a left-wing hack that works in my basement. So, but people with real careers.
Right.
They don't want to alienate half their audience.
Exactly.
So, I didn't know that, but she made a point of saying, I'm an independent.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, I love this, though. She shout out to the cat ladies. Here's Oprah from last night.
Despite what some would have you think, we are not so different from our neighbors. When a house is on fire, we don't ask about the homeowner's race or religion. We don't wonder who their partner is or how they voted. No, we just try to do the best we can to save them. And if the place happens to belong to a childless cat lady, well, we try to get that cat out too.
That was great. That was
because we are.
That was great.
That was great. Sorry, I can't. It's hard to hear the sound bites when they cut in and out.
Yes,
just so you know. But anyway, yeah, that was hilarious because she's famously childless and seems to have done all right for herself.
I think so.
I think she's a childless dog lady though, because I'm not mistaken.
Dogs.
She has King Charles Spaniels.
Yes,
wow. They're adorable.
And they come to the office with her.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, it's hard to pick a Bill Clinton,
mm-hmm.
who just more in need of a lozenge now than ever, but still fantastic.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
He makes it able for every single human in America to do a Bill Clinton impression, because all you have to do is pretend like you got a sore throat.
He bit his lip.
Yeah,
you know, he did that.
Yeah. Yep, he did. but, you know, I have to say, he still is the explainer in chief, mm-hmm. and that was. You could tell even for him an amazing statistic,
yeah.
but actually a really great case for Democrats is he said 51 million jobs have been created in America since the Cold War,
mm-hmm.
which ended in, you said, 89, I believe.
With the fall of the Berlin Wall, yep.
Mm-hmm. 51 million jobs have been created. Democrats created 50 million of them.
Yeah.
Republicans created one. He said, you don't need a football coach to tell you who won that score.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's a perfect way of putting it.
Yep.
Because that's the thing that's always frustrated me, is how do Republicans or Trump end up being, you know, polling sometimes and sometimes better on the economy, especially him.
They don't do anything for the
multiple
economy.
Multiple bankrupt, you know, convicted of business fraud.
Yeah.
And again, the economy provably does so much better,
mm-hmm.
under Democrats. So I just think, and those numbers are starting to move.
Yeah.
Thank God, because I feel like we're finally making this case in a way we haven't before.
Yes.
This convention has been, I mean, nothing short of a spectacular success.
It is.
I mean, it is hard, I think, to spin it any other way.
Yeah.
Can I say thank you for all the love for our friend Olivia Troy? She was on the show yesterday, and
yes.
I asked for everybody to send love and light, because she was, you know, she's such a sweetheart, and she was talking about how, like, nervous she is. Like, a lot of people have never spoken.
Right.
I mean, Governor Wallace said, I've never spoken in front of this many people.
Right.
It's got to be terrifying. And also, she's getting swatted, as are all the Republicans, particularly from the Trump administration that
Stephanie
came out.
Stephanie Grisham, especially.
And they're talking to each other because they're all terrified.
Yeah.
They are really being targeted, mm-hmm. by Trumpers, and because they're the truth tellers.
Yeah.
And so thank you, Steph Heads, because I feel like, because I saw that she saw all the tweets and she said, thank you all. And so, like, I think we just, you know, surrounded her with love and light, and she did great.
She did amazing. Yeah.
And I was sort of, Chris, I was telling you forget, because she's so cuddly and she's our little buddy.
Yep.
But she's a national security expert.
Yeah, she's smart and she knows things.
But that's her area of expertise. And I thought that's what was so great about the way she addressed that,
mm-hmm.
is saying, like we always say, Trump is an international security threat.
Sure.
He's a national security threat, but internationally,
mm-hmm.
you know, whether he's trying to undermine, you know, Biden and Harris with Netanyahu or Putin or you name it,
mm-hmm.
First of all, he's a traitor.
Yeah.
And I just think that the way she highlighted that was great.
Right.
Is what a threat he is.
Yeah.
Not just to the United States, but to the world.
Right.
So, I thought that was great. And then we were like, who knew? knew she was such a spicy little Latina. She spoke the Spanish.
Yeah, she's told
Dios,
us on the,
Dios mío.
She's told us on the show before that yeah. she's half Mexican.
Yeah.
And so she broke out the Spanish last night. I'm like, yeah. Okay, go, Olivia.
I'm sure Trumpers have told her to go back to Mexico, even though she's born here.
She was born in Texas.
Life, but yeah. Yes, I'm sure they already don't like her because,
right.
Yes, because.
Because.
Because Mexican.
Uh-huh.
So, wow, do we have a show today? We have,
yeah, we're
everyone
full
is backloaded into the last yeah. show from the, we will be tomorrow, by the way, from Max and Benny's restaurant with our great WCPT
yep.
station here in Chicago.
Northbrook.
So we will do it with a live audience. We're
yep.
going to do our last show tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll wrap up with everything that happened last night. But this is going to all be shut down after
it
tonight.
Will.
So
yes.
Shout out to the most well-endowed engineers in the radio business, our SiriusXM team
yep.
that are right over there.
They're the sexiest engineering team you have ever
seen. Oh, my God.
Seen.
Oh, my God. You're not ready for this smoke, ladies.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Stephanie and Chris
anyway,
Louise.
But today's show, and Jan Schakowsky will join us tomorrow,
yep.
and John Fugelsang and JoJo, everyone will be. A lot of
yep.
us are going in the same car to the airport.
Yes,
after
right
that,
afterwards.
So, yeah. Bonnie and Clyde, mommy's coming home tomorrow.
Yes, right.
I
want to see my Bootsy. I miss my Bootsy.
Does he still have a little pink nose?
The she.
She. Yeah, whatever.
She's.
You always misgendered my dog, so there, take that.
Jazz was a boy.
whatever. Okay. JoJo from Jurors will be here live with us in
yep.
just a few minutes.
Yep.
We have Zerlina Maxwell, our fantastic SiriusXM
yep.
Colleague. We have Governor Jared Polis of the
mm-hmm.
great state of Colorado.
Correct.
We have the Newark mayor, who's another. We have so many rising stars.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We have Charlotte Clymer, who
yep.
I...
You accosted.
Yes, I've accosted so many people this week. trans and military activists. Allison Gill, our buddy, our pal, our beloved from the Daily Beans, and Senator Ben Cardin
yep.
of the great state of Maryland. So, yeah, we have a...
We're full up.
Everyone that we asked said yes all at the last same time.
Thursday, the last day of the convention.
We're waiting on Maxine Waters, which would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I got to give everybody props. This is not a time people are here in the morning.
Right.
So,
yeah, I mean,
they're
you
really
hear the silence.
Effort.
You can hear the silence.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God. Can I just say my other highlight of the evening? Give me Dana Nessel, the attorney general in Michigan. Oh, after I did accost Governor Whitmer, but only verbally.
While we were on the air.
I was interviewing. I forget who yesterday. Oh, it was Olivia.
Yeah.
And Governor Whitmer walked right there.
Yep.
And she heard me go, oh, it's Governor Whitmer.
And she turned
around with that great smile. And
wait.
I was like, I love you, Governor Whitmer.
She's just like, hi, you
okay.
crazy lady.
All right, crazy lady. but anyway, we were talking to Senator Stabenow
yep.
about that on Monday. Why are there so many great women in Michigan? I love that the, Dana Nessel and Whitmer and
mm-hmm.
Jocelyn Benson all did the Charlie's Angels pose.
Yes.
Like the sexy liberals do.
Exactly. They stole it from you.
Yeah, everybody steals everything from me.
Or you all stole it
yeah,
from Charlie's
whatever.
Angels.
What? Yes, sure.
Okay.
Whatever. Bring it, Jacqueline Smith. Okay, here, but this moment last night, give me, where is that?
Six. Yeah.
By the way, I got a message for the Republicans and the justices of the United States Supreme Court. You can pry this wedding ban from my cold, dead, gay hand.
I have a gay hand.
And I'm retaining.
She said she was retaining a lot of water, so good luck with that.
Oh, retaining a lot of water, so good luck with that. Okay.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I have a gay hand with
no wedding finger.
No wedding ring, ladies.
Is that going to entice them?
Oh, I think so. That kind of desperation is hot, hot,
oh,
hot.
Oh, yeah, that's such a turn on. It's an aphrodisiac.
Shut up. I'm doing the best I can here. Okay, speaking of things that will drive Trump crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The jobs numbers, right? Trump said, yes, 4 more years of Kamala, we won't have any more jobs. Jobs created under Biden, 15.7 million.
Yep.
Jobs lost under Donald Trump, 2.7 million.
Yep.
And wait, here's the ringer. Convention viewership on night two, the DNC, 12 million. The RNC, 7.7.
Oh!
And that's before last night and tonight. I love my favorite moment, too. Hakeem Jeffries was fantastic
yeah.
when he said, bro, there's a reason we broke up with you in the first place. And he said, we're never, ever getting back together again.
Yeah.
And they cut to a guy in the audience and went, oh. It's like he's not introducing Taylor
they,
Swift.
They cut to a,
maybe tonight.
A Swiftie, yeah.
But he's like, it's not a setup. It's a joke.
Right.
Oh, wait, we have that, Jody? Are you
we
signaling
do.
Me?
12.
12.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Now, the road ahead will not be easy, which brings me to you-know-who. Donald Trump is like an old boyfriend who you broke up with, but he just won't go away. He has spent the last 4 years spinning the block, trying to get back into a relationship with the American people. Bro, we broke up with you for a reason.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He was fantastic with the rhyming, all of that.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie Wonder was amazing. John Legend, mm-hmm. Sheila E., the dancers. Did you see someone did a side-by-side of the RNC and the DNC? It was hilarious. Like, their roll call. Our Little John.
Yeah.
Their roll call.
Turned down for what?
I want to give $7 for Donald Trump.
Like, yeah, and neat. George is like, turned down for what?
For what? Oh, I have the, because we're DJ nerds from way back.
Yes.
I printed out the whole playlist.
I saw that.
Oh, I had favorites.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. All right. So much to get to. So many guests coming in. 20 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Simply Safe.
Oh, who's got a little pink nose? I can tell who's got a little pink
Boots
nose.
Boots does. Yes, you do on your cameras. And yes. I can say hi to Bonnie and Clyde. Hi, Mama Mew, I'm soon. They don't care. They like Jody better. I'm pretty much convinced. I've had to. It's like watching people, your lover cheat on you. I've had to watch on camera Bonnie lick Jody and lay in her lap all morning.
No, okay.
It's really brutal. Okay, that's because Mama got them a Simply Safe home security, so they're nice and safe.
That's right.
Yeah. Simply Safe 24/7 monitoring agents act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, quickly assessing the situation and sending emergency responders to your door. With exclusive live guard technology, agents can see and even speak to intruders in your home, warning that the police are on their way. I instructed them to say, "Not you, Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. We're coming to get the bad guys." No, I didn't. I just made that part up.
Yeah.
With no long-term contracts or cancellation fee, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report. 5 years running, join countless listeners who found peace of mind along with me and Chris and Boots and Bonnie and Clyde.
Yes, Boots. Who's got a big nose?
SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. We're very tired. Save 20% on a new system today. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe. I love us.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com. There is exciting news in Stephanie Miller podcast land, isn't there, Chris? We now offer Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast and the Out of the Gate podcast.
Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast is once a week. It is the best interviews of the week from the Stephanie Miller Show every Friday. Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate is daily. You will get the first segment of every day's Stephanie Miller Show, plus Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour Extra, which is the best interview of each day. So three different podcasts in one feed.
Get it wherever you get your podcasts.
Subscribe on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. from plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
People just...
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at verlo.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
This portion of the DNC show brought to you by American Financing, saving homeowners over $800 every month by using your home's equity to pay off high interest debt. American Financing, America's home for home loans. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. 26 minutes after the hour. Oh, Chris, it's time for a guess the quote.
Okay.
Right here.
Let's do this.
I think I'm going to sit closer to you when I get home to Los Angeles.
No,
that's fun.
No, let's not.
I'm going to stab you with a pen before this is over.
I've got a pen as well.
Who said, let me be clear to my Republican friends at home watching, if you vote for Kamala Harris in 2024, you are not a Democrat. You are a patriot.
Captain Marvel.
No! Former Georgia Lieutenant Governor, Jeff Duncan.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Who was along with our pal Olivia, one of the many Republicans that spoke.
A lot of Republicans
no
have spoken.
No wonder they had no speakers at their convention and crappy rating.
Yeah.
We have better music. We got better barbecue. We got better everything. Yeah. Better snacks.
Yeah.
Just come over.
Nobody tunes in for Ted Nugent.
Didn't Oprah say something like that? That was great. She's like, everybody's welcome. Everybody gets a plate of the barbecue.
Uh-huh.
We welcome. Welcome, everybody. I thought that was fantastic.
Yep.
Sarah in Texas also weeping about the Walz family. Hey, Sarah.
Well, before I start Walz. Weeping, I have to tell you, I have my youngest son. He moved to Portland about a year and a half ago, and we have tickets to the show.
Portland Central Liberal.
Oh, September 7th with Tom Hartman and Rachel Bitticoffer. Yay!
Yeah, so I want lots of groping, you know. We got the backstage, you know, meet and grope.
Meet and grope, yeah.
Coming at you.
Chill.
Yeah.
We haven't had a chance. We got the Chicago one, too. We haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But we are such fans. Anyway, to the point. When guests was like, that's my dad. I lost my dad in 2003, and it just brought it all back. And how wonderful it is to have a parent that you say, that's my dad, that's my, you know, my mom, that's, you know, especially when they're not with us anymore. And I just broke down, and I'm still crying.
Aww.
I mean, I can't,
I was crying at them all on the stage. I mean, there's so much joy and love at this convention, and that's not something you really ever hear. No. I mean, thank you, Sarah. I know. I mean, Michelle Obama made me cry about my mom, who I lost a year ago. It's just, but it's such a stark contrast with the Republican convention. And can I just say it, too, about the Trump family? Weird. They're just weird.
Yes, they are.
They don't act like normal humans.
They don't show affection towards each other at all.
Can you imagine one of them bursting into tears and going, "That's my dad"? Oh, my God.
No, Trump would smack him for being weak.
Oh, wait. I have my new best friend, Jessica Tarloff, story when we get back.
Okay.
29 minutes after the hour, live from the DNC.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. With Kamala Harris rising in the polls, the pressure would appear to be off of down-ballot Democrats in Wisconsin to provide reverse coattails for the presidential ticket, State Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein.
At the beginning, I was saying that a lot of the energy was coming from our candidates on the doors. We were talking and listening to what people wanted, and it was really exciting. But now there's a fusion at the top, and it's just exploding.
Well, Democrats are working to cut into Republican majorities in the state assembly and Senate. A federal judge is rejecting calls from Republican lawmakers to give counselors at Wisconsin's troubled youth prisons more leeway in controlling and punishing inmates. GOP lawmakers wanted Judge James Peterson to relax rules for discipline since Counselor Corey Pruell was killed in June. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Parents with school-age children or kids in daycare, listen up. The Department of Health Services is reminding parents of new vaccine requirements this school year. New this year, students going into seventh grade need a meningitis vaccine, and incoming high school seniors need a meningococcal booster. You used to be able to report that your child had chickenpox and that would excuse them from the vaccine, but now you need to get chickenpox diagnosed by a doctor to qualify for the exemption. And next week, the Madison School District will officially open renovations at the city's four comprehensive high schools. They've gone through all kinds of renovations thanks to the 2020 school district referendum. Now the high schools have updated air conditioning, heating, and plumbing. They have new spaces for the arts, renovated career training areas, and even updated stadiums and athletics facilities. They'll show off the renovations next Friday at East La Follette Memorial and West. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is WMDX News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Partly cloudy today with a high of 76 this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 58. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid to upper 70s. On Saturday, partly cloudy with a high near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we replay an interview with one of our favorite comedians, Pat McGann. And I welcome one of the most prolific actors in Hollywood, Wisconsin native Richard Reilly, who has over 400 movie credits.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
UnderageDrinking.samhsa.gov.
myself saying, I'm Pete Buttigieg, and you might recognize me from Fox News. I believe in going anywhere, anywhere, in service of a good cause, and friends, we gather in a very good cause, electing Kamala Harris and Tim Walz the next president and vice president of the United States.
All right.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, my God. I got to see Secretary Pete the other day.
Yes.
Our friend Dana Goldberg opened for him.
That's right.
At a, I believe, what's the name of it? LGBTQ Victory. It's a you know, gay group that's
right. It's
getting,
a,
the, getting
it's
the vote
pack.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah. As I saw Representative Mark Takano, who we're going to get on soon from our Los Angeles.
Yes.
What was I saying? So speaking of Fox News, he was talking about, so Jessica Tarloff, who came over to say hi to us.
Right.
And just was delightful.
Yes. The Fox News liberal.
Yes. There was a tweet because we were talking about the difference between the Trump family and the Walz family.
Yep.
And Talmy Lauren tweeted, what would it take for to get Ivanka Trump on the campaign trail for her dad? And Jessica Tarloff tweeted back, a different dad? It's fantastic. Karen in Chicago, there's our boo-boo-boo-boo-boo.
Here we go. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning. So I have a couple. Hi, Jody. I have a couple things to say. First of all, just like the Sexy Liberal Show, if you go to Dempalooza alone, you're not going to be alone. It was amazing. There's a great stage, Emerge America, that helps get women elected. There was a great panel with Danica Rome. I got to meet her, talk to her a little bit, and it was amazing.
I met her at the same thing with Dana and Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah.
And Charlotte Clymer, who's going to join us later today, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so great. But, you know, this I want to say, because, yeah, Tim Walz, amazing. His family, beautiful. The kids, yeah. Authentic, genuine, real kids. But you know what? The same, we have to protect the children, people who went after Chelsea Clinton, who went after Amy Carter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Those are the same people that are going to come after him. And let me just say this. Anybody that comes after them on Twitter or any of these social media platforms is going to get throat punched by me, because that is absolutely out of bounds. You know, that is just not on. We don't go after Barron. Okay. There's plenty of things, and minor children are off limits. You don't do that. So,
yeah.
I love us, right? I just love us. It's just everything yesterday. If you guys get a chance, you know, anybody listening, go to Dempalooza. I found street parking on State Street, walked over. I met amazing people.
Yeah. And Karen, I can't imagine watching any of this and not just being so proud to be on our side, being so proud to be a Democrat, because it's just been, and many people that have watched like a zillion of these are like, I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah.
I have never seen such a great convention.
No. I was watching Chris Walz yesterday on CNN say that, and he's been to a few of these conventions.
Yeah.
He said this is like nothing he's seen before.
And even when we punch hard, the Obamas are a perfect example of how you do it. I loved Angry Staffer said the same thing we did. He tweeted, I'm glad we went from when they go low, we go high, to girl, hold my earrings while I drag this weird MF. But, you know, she did it with class and style. And, you know, Trump has been so vicious about her and her family and her husband that, you know, and racist, blatantly racist. So that was, you've asked me, a lot of restraint that she showed and how. But I mean, everybody, the way Oprah went after him.
Right.
I mean, just amazing. Oh, by the way, this just in, Bobby Kennedy's campaign apparently is as dead as his bear cub and his brain worm at this hour. This is what we knew this was always about. Someone tweeted, RFK Jr. thinks he can kill the Democratic momentum from the DNC by endorsing Trump on Friday, laughing my ass off.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right? Really? You lunatic? You think that, like, you're going to cancel it? And by the way, it sums up exactly why we always knew this was about hurting the Democrats and helping Donald Trump.
Yep.
Right? That's all the money that was behind it. So they're saying he's preparing to end and an endorsement is imminent. But his running mate, who's the
crazy rich bitch.
Yeah.
Running mate, Nicole, someone.
Yeah.
Anyway, she said it
Nicole
on a podcast.
Shanahan.
Yeah, she said it on a podcast. We have a couple options. One, staying in, forming that new party, but we run the risk of a Kamala Harris and Walz presidency because we draw votes from Trump. So we somehow draw more votes from Trump. So that's just that, you know, the whole gig is up.
Right.
They're just
gig is up.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen, just simmer down.
Simmer down now.
Okay. But anyway, it's just, it is absolutely what we always said.
Right.
Really, that you call yourself a liberal? So really, you're only interested in helping Donald Trump get elected again. It's just, anyway, I don't know if you saw this lip-syncing man dancing atop a bus, plastered with a meme-filled, sunglass-wearing image of Bobby Kennedy.
No.
They are just lunatics. They were trying to troll Democrats. Mm-hmm. They were out here with this stupid van, right?
Mm-hmm.
The bus played an original 15-second song accusing Harris of being afraid and hiding from the press.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Just bye-bye. Bye-bye to your... Maybe you never know what he's going to do, though. He might endorse the dead bear cub instead of Trump, because... That might be a little more, you know. Okay, something's happening technically because you're ignoring me.
Well,
okay.
Yeah.
Lucretia in Milwaukee. Hi, Lucretia.
Hey, good morning, everyone. So I just wanted to say I had such a great time on the show on this past Saturday.
I loved getting to hug you in your big jugs.
Well, I'm sorry. They're not really, my chest pumps are not that big. It was a padded bra. I'm sorry for the false
beating.
Okay. Well, no, okay.
Listen, don't ruin the illusion for me.
Yeah, okay. Yes, thank you for enjoying my big jugs. And also, too, can you say the word that rhymes with hoochie but starts with a C? Can I say that?
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Derek, my boyfriend, as you met him, is my lover and best friend. He said, boy, that was quite the coochie dress she was wearing. Noticed that his eyes followed you everywhere you went. I'm like, my mind, like, calm down. But but we did enjoy ourselves. And also,
is my coochie dress is to buy Sexy Liberal pay per view. Only $20.
Yes.
I mean, come on, sexyliberal.com.
But being there live, it was totally awesome. Also, I got to eat one of your birth control pills and kept one for a souvenir. But anywho, I wanted to say that I was downtown at the rally when Kamala Harris was there, and I'm telling you, the electricity, the love, just
wait. I mean, Lucretia,
the togetherness
build all week. If you think every night's been incredible, imagine what tonight is going to be for the finale and Kamala Harris's speech. This is just, we're going to spin off into infinity, I think. But anyway, honey, thanks for your call. I wanted to say one more thing about Sexy Liberal is we were so, well, frankly, shocked but honored that Governor Pritzker showed up to do panel with us. And he was so great, his speech the other night. And because of the stuff that you know is making Trump insane, do we have this one, Governor Pritzker, from the other night? Cut one.
During COVID, we supported small businesses and jobs. And Donald told us to inject bleach. Donald Trump thinks that we should trust him on the economy because he claims to be very rich. But take it from an actual billionaire. Rich in only one thing, stupidity.
Governor Pritzker was telling us backstage, so we were just chatting, and he said, yeah, I seem to get under Donald Trump's skin for some reason.
Yeah, yeah, which is a good thing.
Yeah, but he was terrific. What a week we've had here. By the way, someone did a screenshot of Obama doing his D joke the other night, thinking of things that triggered Trump. Alex said, this is going to haunt Trump for the rest of his miserable life.
I love that.
And George Conway, who I did physically tackle along with Molly Jongfast, we're not able to get him. Unless he walks by here.
He's
sitting there.
Yep.
Yeah, he said, I'm in Chicago because the folks meeting here don't venerate felonious pooches.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a good word.
Okay, then.
Yeah, that's a big word.
All right.
Come on. Sue in Rockville, real quick. Hi, Sue.
Hi there. So I hate to harsh everyone's buzz because last night
again was fantastic. I suffered multiple joygasms. I'm looking forward to more tonight. But I do have to comment on the outrageous, horrendous comment by the failure and convicted felon Trump last night, the openly anti-Semitic comment he made about...
He said they called him the Jewish governor of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
And it was...
He's such a...
It spewed anti-Semitic tropes. It spewed, you know, the only way to be a good Jew is to support Netanyahu. He doesn't give a damn about the Jewish people. He doesn't give a damn about Israel. And I can just... I have a litany of Yiddish curses, but no one would understand them. But on behalf of my lay folks, let me just say
I was actually speaking Hebrew by text to one of my exes about, oh, my God, by the way, Sue, the hostage parents. Oh, my God.
Yes.
How many times
my God.
I cried. Just massive amounts of tears. The hostage parents were amazing.
You weep from happiness from the glorious deep bench Democrats have, including my wonderful Governor Westmore, who did a great job. And then these families come out and they tell you personal stories, whether it's abortion issues. And of course, you know, my cousins just had another grandchild. They live way up in the north. They live in a kibbutz and they have just become grandparents again to a beautiful baby girl named Liron. And I'm going to cry now. I can only hope and pray she grows up in a more peaceful Israel, because that's all they want. Is they want peace. They want to live their lives just like America.
I know. Sue, I thank you. Thank you, honey. We got a break here. But, you just forget the reality. Can you imagine if your loved one was, you know, being held for a year,
right?
And God knows what happened to them.
Oh my God!
I mean, and just the fact, their point about how many countries they're all from, you know, and how many Americans, and how many, you know, and just and they did talk about the plight of the Palestinian people.
They absolutely did.
They were so powerful.
And just before them, the Attorney General of Minnesota was on, Keith Ellison.
Yeah.
And he talked about the plight of the Palestinians, too. So, you know, all sides are covered. Yeah. Everybody's welcome to the Democratic Party. I thought it was really, really moving.
Yeah, no, that's a really good point. We were saying, speaking of Trump being despicable and just really pathetic at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we all know, Tim Walz helped when someone was having a heat issue at his rally.
Yep.
Kamala Harris did the same thing, said, you know, directed the crowd and medical personnel when somebody had a medical crisis in the crowd. So, of course, it happened at Trump. It happened at a Trump rally, and he went, and I'm like going, you only did that because that Tim and Kamala, you've never had a human moment of empathy in your
Not
life.
Not at all.
I mean, he's literally said, shut that baby up when he hears a baby cry at a rally, right?
It just rang false when he did it.
I know. And like, punch him, I'll pay your medical bill, like, you know, or your legal bills. I mean, he's so desperate. Like, he's literally trying to copy our side now, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, and by the way, real quick, the Bill Clinton, I just thought this was really, we talked about it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
He, I think, really, in a great way, but hit Trump on age.
Yeah.
Because he just turned 78.
Yep.
And we were saying, can you imagine Bill Clinton running for president again?
Right.
He made the point, Trump's too old.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, by the way, if you're going to say that about Biden, then anyway, this is cut nine, Bill Clinton.
2 days ago, I turned 78, the oldest man in my family for four generations. And the only personal vanity I want to assert is I'm still younger than Donald Trump.
I mean, it was, but it was, you know, he's still got it. He's still a great speaker. Just what we were saying, you know, you could obviously, everybody ages, you know.
Yep.
He just needs more of a lozenge. He needs a bigger lozenge.
Yes, he does.
That's all you have to do. You don't even have to say anything, and that's your Bill Clinton impression.
And then bite your lip.
Okay, 48 minutes after the hour. JoJo's from Jersey's Uber is late. Everything's late today because it's last
and
day.
And the Uber was lost, too, so
it's more of a cluster F today than even ever.
Security's even tighter today, if that's imaginable.
All right, she'll be here in just a few minutes. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie.
Bonnie and Clyde being in the studio.
It's a little bit torturous for me.
It's adorbs.
To see them.
It's adorbs.
Oh, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. I just, you know, thank God I left that, because otherwise it's going to take them. They're still going to be in a snit. You know how you have to deal with a snit for a couple of days?
Well, sure. Right. I've heard that.
There's a little retaliation.
Yeah.
There's going to be, if they could talk, they would tell me they like Jody better.
Right.
But then they would also say, Mama, thank you for the Dr. Marty's.
Yes.
And thank you for the Cod Crispies. Yeah. I think that was enough to hold them off, hold off the rebellion until Mama gets home.
Sure.
Real raw, for superfoods, raw, freeze-dried, turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. It is superfoods. Dr. Marty, named the miracle worker by Forbes magazine. Oprah has brought her King Charles Spaniels to Dr. Marty.
Oprah, for God's sake.
He's fancy. Do it now. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Cod Crispies.
Cod Crispies!
DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
Family. Yes, family.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
You know, I've taken tons of calls over the years from friends asking where they can meet quality people, what red flags to watch out for, trusting their intuition, etc. But what if you don't have someone you can turn to for dating advice and not into online dating? Here's an idea that's gotten great results for many singles over 33 years. It is called It's Just Lunch. It's not online dating. Instead of spending hours swiping screens and scanning online profiles, It's Just Lunch has real matchmakers, no algorithms. They get to know you and hand select your date. If setups by friends and family haven't worked out, it's time to let the professionals at It's Just Lunch help you navigate the complexities of modern romance, a personalized alternative to apps and online dating. It's confidential and discreet. It's Just Lunch has arranged more than 2 million first dates. Your last first date could be just one step away. See why It's Just Lunch has gotten so many great results. Go to itsjustlunch.com. That's itsjustlunch.com. One more time, go to itsjustlunch.com.
Hi, I'm Stephen Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Introducing Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, a premium freeze-dried raw dog food.
I have been feeding them Dr. Marty's freeze-dried raw formula for years. And this food is a big part of why their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier, and why they seem more youthful and playful.
And dog parents across the U.S. are loving it.
My dog Hazel is a 10-and-a-half-year-old golden retriever, and ever since I've been feeding her Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend food, she is like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
We're so confident your dog will love it. Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee. And for a limited time, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for childcare by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
The Democratic National Convention is in Chicago, and our team will be there to tell you what you need to know. I'm Civic Media News Director Terry Bell.
And I'm Todd Allball, host of The Todd Allball Show. Count on us for important analysis, interviews, and the Democrats' nomination of their presidential candidate.
Live from the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Listen for updates, plus special coverage at 6 each night. Find it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Of the Stephanie Miller Show, brought to you by American Financing. Yay! If you get stressed out, maybe your monthly income doesn't cover the bills anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't make eye contact with you during this.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
I have nothing to do with that. You are not alone. Most Americans feel this way. Right? Things are expensive. We're reaching more and more for credit cards to cover basics like child care, insurance, power, food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, call American Financing. Our friends, they're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped. A company like American Financing never charges any upfront or hidden fees. It's the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month.
Whoa.
What? On average. Waiting not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-67-5490. That's 888-67-5490. AmericanFinancing.net/progress.
Yep.
55 minutes after the hour. Look who's here.
JoJo
it's
made
JoJo
it.
JoJo from Jersey, or as the right wing calls her, Hojo.
Wow, I have earned that title.
I assume you're late because you were out at the, what would the guy say, mobile abortion van that you like to frequent?
Yeah, I charged up my Tesla first, though, and then I hit the mobile abortion van. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Hi. It's good to see you in person.
I can't believe this happened.
Well, you and I have been right next to each other, like, the entire time.
Right. What, like, what do you mean, this whole DNC time?
No, in our hotel.
Oh, that's true.
Our rooms are right next to each
other. I don't think every night about, like, what can I do to Chris? But I also think about what noises am I making.
It's like
it's
like a wacky Noel Coward play.
Yeah.
Chris.
What? I still have your dinner from Sunday night in my fridge.
Well, I think by now it's probably best to toss that fish.
It was fish. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, she smelled not fresh.
Or you just spray it with Lume. So what's it? We have a minute here, and then we have a hard break, and then you're going to stay with us. But just give us, I mean, oh, my God, right?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Every time I think, well, this was the moment of the convention.
Right?
And then Hakeem Jeffries comes out and be like, no, we're not getting back together with you. Like, yeah. It's just amazing.
He is like a stalker. That was so perfect. It's like
so
someone
perfect.
We broke up with. We're like, and now in November, we got to say it again. Like, no, we said no. Stop. No means no.
But stop texting me, bro. Like,
right.
Stop. I guess spinning around the neighborhood is the thing. Right?
Yeah.
He said, I love every moment surpasses the last. And I'm just like, I'm so excited. And you go in that room and it's electric.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It really is. I mean, it just, and tonight, I can't even imagine.
Oh,
I mean, it's just every night you're like, how do they top this? Like last night. And now, I mean, the Walls family. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't stop crying. You and I are both criers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But, oh, my God, that whole family, I mean, you know, just the hope making the heart and Gus bursting into tears and saying, that's my dad. And, you know, just exactly the way the Trump family is.
Oh, exactly. Meanwhile, Tiffany's like, is that my dad? That's my dad. I'm not sure. I mean, it was impossible. You couldn't be human if you watched that and you're like, meh.
Yeah,
like,
I know.
It was incredible. That's what we want, isn't it? Like,
I know.
That love. And
we just talked about the hostage parents, and it's just every note of this convention has been
pitch perfect.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. It really has.
And tonight is just, we're going to blow the roof off. All right, JoJo from Jersey stays with us. We have Zerlina Maxwell and many, many more coming up on live from the DNC, the Stephanie Miller Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, this is Aaron, Todd's producer. Join us on our next show for the last day of the Democratic National Convention in Chicago, live with Trick V. Olsen and more.
It's going to be a party. Don't miss it.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
At Fleet Farm, we know every opening day doesn't begin and end with us. But if it did, we've got you covered. Everyday hunting gear from Winchester, Remington, and Bear. Everyday fishing gear from Daiwa, St. Croix, and Rapala. Everyday yard cleanup from Scott's, Fiskars, and Agri-Fab. Whatever makes your day, we're right there with you. At Fleet Farm, we've got everything you need for everyday life.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.